On April 23, 1945, just before the end of World War II in Europe, an explosion sunk the USS Eagle, a 200-foot-long submarine chaser that was just offshore in the Gulf of Maine. 49 sailors died. The Navy concluded it was a boiler explosion, although there was some evidence to the contrary. Some of the surviving seamen saw the conning tower of a submarine just above the surface as they swam ashore. Now, more than half a century later, the Navy has concluded that the contrary evidence pointed to the truth. The Eagle was sunk by a German sub. Bernard Cavalcanti is a Navy archivist who looked into the sinking of the Eagle at the request of Brockton, Massachusetts lawyer Paul Lawton. Mr. Cavalcanti, the official version for decades was the boiler had exploded. Was that a credible explanation for this?
Well, no, it was not a credible explanation as far as I'm concerned, since I learned from classified sources at nearly 10 years, 15 years later, that it was sunk by a torpedo from a German U-boat.
How early on did the Navy know that, in fact, it had been sunk by a torpedo?
Well, I'm not sure if the Navy really knew. The course of the war was in the Atlantic stopped 10 days later, after 23 April, and all their attention shifted to the Pacific, so that particular sinking was lost in the records.
What happened to the sub, the German sub that did sink the USS Eagle?
It cruised in the Gulf of Maine for a few days and slowly went down into Narragansett Bay, where it was detected by USS Moberly, and it was depth charged and sunk as a result.
The USS Eagle was hardly the only ship to have been sunk by a German U-boat right offshore.
Hundreds of ships were sunk during the war off the U.S. East Coast.
How does it change the experience of the victims of the sinking of the Eagle, or in fact the survivors of the sinking of the Eagle, that it is now said to have been downed by a German torpedo?
Well, it enables the men that were lost, they now will be able to receive the Purple Heart Medal. And one of the survivors, I think, will be qualified to receive the Purple Heart Medal. But as far as I'm concerned, I think all of them deserve the Purple Heart. But that's not my call.
I gather that the boiler on the ship actually had been replaced pretty shortly before this happened.
That's true. It had been overhauled, and it was working just perfectly. One of the survivors was a John Scaglione, who I understand is still alive, and he was the engineering officer, and for many, many years, the finger was pointed at him as being the engineer officer.
I mean, it was implied that somehow there was something wrong with his operation, and that caused the explosion.
That's true, since he was responsible for the boiler. It was assumed that it was his responsibility.
That's quite a burden to be lifted from somebody.
Certainly
after
is.
Half a century.
Certainly is.
How rare is it for the Navy to decide that the verdict that a court of inquiry found right after the sinking of the USS Eagle was wrong and to reverse it?
Well, I've been working at the Naval Historical Center for 43 years. This is the first time that I've ever heard of loss where they said it was one thing that had ever been changed. And as far as I know, even before that, I know of no other incident where they have changed the record.
Unprecedented, you think?
Unprecedented, yes, sir.
Mr. Cavalcanti, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bernard Cavalcanti is senior archivist at the Naval Historical Center in Washington, D.C.